So it's Monday morning and the same repeat is happening again. Now, if the outside repeat is happening, what is the inside doing? Is the inside learning from it, growing from it, excelling? I mean, really, it's just like a farmer. The farmer knows the seasons, and the farmer knows what seeds to plant to get a harvest. And the seed is within the seed, so he uses the seed from last year to plant seed this year, and it multiplies, right? That's the way it works. The seed is within the seed, and it multiplies. Really a trip, to be honest with you. To be able to see that your daily routine is like a farmer and everything continues as it was before. So if you meditate on what's going on around you, you can actually decode this place through the repeat. And so here's what's happening with the AI. So the AI is just a reflection of the flesh side of mankind. The AI is the flesh side of Adam, the AI machine. And so as the AI grows, what are we approaching? The culmination of the flesh mind. God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. Why do you think they're trying to make the AI look feminine? It's a creation of man. Why do you think when they make cars and motorcycles, they put curves on it? Because it's the flesh side of Adam. They put a curve on the car, right? They try to make it curvy. They put curve on technology. They try to make it. And if you look at the front of a car, it looks like two eyes and a nose, right? It's a reflection of man. The reason the man is drawn to the woman is because she's a reflection. Piece cut off, being cut back in, taken out of the side of Adam. So it doesn't matter what you look at. Anything that you look at that man makes, he tries to make it look nice and curvature on it. The woman has curves, right? So all of creation is going to have a curvature to it, the sine wave, the sin wave. So when you look at the AI is just the culmination of the flesh side of mankind, the man and the woman. Because it's all types and shadows. You can decode this reality by types, shadows, and anti-types. So the culmination of the ages is Jesus coming back. The spirit man, you see the contrast, the spirit walkers versus the flesh walkers. And so the Bible says they're trying to wear out the saints. So what are they going to do? They're going to use the technology to try to persecute the spirit walkers. It's kind of like, it's just like Wally Coyote represents the flesh creature. Roadrunner represents the spirit creature. And the flesh always persecutes the spirit. That's in the book of Galatians. That's in the New Testament. The flesh always persecutes the spirit. And so what's man trying to do? Man's trying to live without God. So he creates these technology, these cars, these inventions, and AI. And so AI is the culmination to where man's going to think that he's his own God. So AI is the culmination of the flesh mind, just like Jesus is the culmination of this whole thing when he returns. So Jesus is coming back, and the more the day approaches, the more man is inventing something to counteract that. The Star Wars program, the lasers, the... Man is trying to fight against his creator through his inventions. And God just laughs. In the heavens, God is laughing at man. But it's a sad state because God doesn't want mankind to go to hell. But man is fighting against God. And it's like trying to fight against... It's like a little child trying to fight against a 6-foot tall weightlifter. It's impossible. It's impossible. What would I title this? And you can see it. It's absolutely a fact. Mankind is trying to use his ingenuity to rule himself, to be his own God, to figure things out, to bring the 3D under subjection, and actually try to destroy it. Got mankind really, there's the magician priest class wants to destroy the earth. But they're telling you that they want to be free. Everything the Bible says is happening. They're fighting against God. Their technology, they worship the creation of their own hands. Their AI machine, they're going to worship it. And they think they're their own God. They figured out how to do the farming. They figured out how to do the weather modification. They figured out how to solve health problems. They figured it all out. And so now they want to be gods. Hollywood's trying to spread it. It's a message of subliminals happening in Hollywood, happening in the music. It's happening everywhere. And they're trying to bring a one world ecumenical movement where everybody's one in the flesh. And call it spiritual. They're using the new age to try to be spiritual when it's a counterfeit, whereas there's only one spiritual, and that's in God, in Jesus, being born again, getting saved via faith alone in Jesus alone. So my point is, what am I saying? We see the culmination of the ages, Jesus coming back, starting to appear. It's been there, the appearance. But at the same time, it's always been here. Man trying to be his own God's always been here, but it's like multiplying to the nth degree now. Same thing's happening it was 20, 30, 50, 100 years ago, but it's just multiplying now. You saw it in the movie Metropolis, 1928 or something like that. They had a movie called Metropolis, and it had the queen bee machine. Everybody was just worker bees worshiping the queen bee. They told you that long ago, almost 100 years ago, they did a movie on it. And it's the same thing happening now. It's the same thing. Those who can see it, see it. Those who can't see it are the NPCs, if they're saved, they're just still caught up one foot in the world and one foot in heaven, so they're not awake yet of what's really going on. Hey.